clap? Are you
You're supposed
clap
to clap.
Me?
They want Get you ready. To clap. I'm ready.
Friends, let me give you a Friends trivia question.
Are there prizes, Wendy? I hope there's prizes.
The prizes, we'll talk to Saul Austerlitz, who has written Generation Friends, an inside look at the show that defined a television era.
I like the prize.
What was the name of Phoebe's twin sister?
Phoebe's twin sister's name was Ursula, and she was originally on Mad About You. She was a waitress on Mad About You, right?
Saul, are you proud of Bill or what? Are you proud of him?
I'm proud. I'm bursting with pride.
Yeah, you should be.
Thank you.
All right, friends, it was 25 years ago, and was it true NBC was kind of looking for the next Seinfeld?
Yes. The president of NBC at the time, Warren Littlefield, was convinced that, A, there was a need for something along the lines of Seinfeld, and B, that television wasn't really serving or telling stories about people in their 20s, that there was, you know, all these shows about middle-aged people, you know, doctors, lawyers, teachers in their professional lives, and then there were shows about families, mom and dad and the kids, but this whole middle ground had been abandoned, and Littlefield was convinced that there was a real market for these shows. At the same time, there was a lot of concern amongst some of the other network executives of, well, why are older people going to watch this show? If it's a show that's just about people in their 20s, why would anyone else tune in? And so there was a kind of stress about it as well.
Sal, it's hard to imagine anybody else other than the six actors who played the Friends playing those roles, but I've heard over the years several famous people saying they almost got the job as Monica or Rachel or whoever. Can you name some of those names of people who were up for the other roles?
Absolutely, yeah. Early on, the thought had been that Monica would be kind of the main character on the show, and Crane and Kaufman were thinking about her as a kind of gruff, tough-talking but lovable New Yorker, and they were picturing and offered the role to Janine Garofalo, which is fascinating, and I think she might have been great, but it would have been a completely different show had she been on it.
Yep.
Yeah, because Monica, to me, wasn't really gruff and New Yorker-y.
No.
However, if that character did turn out that way, I think Janine would have done a good job with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else?
Absolutely.
Was there any other?
Well, they had been interested in Courtney Cox all along, and, you know, she was, relatively speaking, the biggest star from amongst the people cast on the show. She had been in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and she had been on Family Ties, but they had initially offered her the role of Rachel, and she was very appreciative and said thank you, but she said, you know, I really want to play Monica, and David Crane and Marta Kaufman weren't sure how they felt about that. They weren't sure she was right for the role. It wasn't until she read for them that they realized, oh, you know, she's completely right. We got it wrong, and she would be ideal for that role.
Sal, whose idea was it? I know anytime the actors were up for renegotiation, they made a pact that they were all going to make the same exact amount of money. Who came up with that idea? That's a great idea.
Yeah, so early on, the breakout stars of the show were David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston. And so the traditional network model was to reach out to performers who were considered to be the big stars, offer them a big pay bump, and you know, everyone takes it and everyone's happy. And Schwimmer had grown up in a family where his mom was a lawyer, and so he was very familiar with contracts and negotiations. And his thought process was, well, here we are, there are six of us. We all have roughly equivalent roles on the show. We all have roughly the same amount of lines. We're all here for the same number of hours. Wouldn't it feel strange for me to know that here I am and I make, you know, double what everyone else is getting? And so instead of going to the network and negotiating, he instead went to his co-stars and said, listen, the network wants to give me a big pay raise, but instead, let's all go in there together and negotiate as one. And so maybe in the short run, he cost himself some money. He probably could have gotten more if he wasn't saying all six of us need to be paid the same. But in the long run, it was an incredibly savvy move because it meant that the network couldn't kind of pull them off one at a time.
Right.
It was a matter of getting all six of them to sign on the dotted line. Otherwise, the show couldn't continue.
The writers did such a good job on that show. Any of those plot lines come from real experiences?
Yeah, the writers were often called on to draw from their own experiences, whether it was a writer named Adam Chase telling a story about how he had gone to a store and somehow been hoodwinked into buying a $500 pair of leather pants that he would never wear again, you know, or one of of the other writers, Greg Malins, telling a story about how he had two friends who were staying in the same apartment, and one of them had, as you know, young men of a certain age would do, brought over all of his clothes in a garbage bag, and when that friend was out, they had put, you know, his other friend had put on all the clothes that his friend had brought along. And so just drawing on these relatively ordinary experiences that, you know, might draw a chuckle from us, but we wouldn't necessarily think twice about, and somehow transforming them and transmuting them into storylines that worked for the characters on the show. That was kind of the magic of what took place in the writer's room, was figuring out how to get from point A to point Z.
Sal, two criticisms of Friends that I've read about recently, and I'd love to get your take on it. Number one is that if Friends was made today, there's no way they would all be white kids. Somebody would say you have to have somebody of color in there, and that wasn't an issue when they made Friends, but it would be now. The other is, I just read an article that fat Monica is the worst thing that ever happened to Friends, that they would play the fact that somebody had a weight problem for laughs. What do you think of both of those two things?
I think in terms of the first thing, it's definitely correct. The show would be likely cast differently today. The only thing that I would say, just to push back against what you said a little bit, is that it was an issue at the time as well. Even at the time, there was a lot of media coverage that revolved around this question of Friends' lack of diversity. And there was a lot of discussion and debate about how it was that Friends ended up being a show set in New York City, this incredibly diverse city, and yet managed to have an all-white cast and depict the city in a way that seemed like it was composed almost entirely of white people. So it was something that the audience and that critics were thinking about and debating about even in the 1990s. And so I think that our attention has shifted such that clearly it would be handled differently now, but it was definitely an issue even then as well.
And what about the Fat Monica episodes? What did you think about those?
I don't know. I guess those didn't... I've definitely heard that same criticism. Those didn't rub me the wrong way, personally. I think that they're all meant to be understood in the context of, you know, we're showing these characters in the past when right. They were a little bit less formed than they are now, and everyone is kind of geeky and weird, and, you know, Ross has a creepy mustache, and yeah. Everyone has bad haircuts, yeah. And funny 80s clothes, and I guess I can see why people might be offended by it, but on the whole, I take it to be relatively sweet.
I didn't think twice about it watching it originally, and now that you bring that up, in this day and age,
right. Things
have changed so tremendously. My main question about all of this is, you do say, and obviously we all know this took place in New York City, how in the world did they afford that apartment? I mean, it was the greatest digs, they had the greatest clothes, I know they had jobs, but they were all at Central Perk all the time. How did they afford the coffee? Please explain.
I think that is a very legitimate question. Later on in the show, they did include a line, I think in the finale, actually, talking about how they afforded the apartment via rent control. But yeah, you know, I think it's meant to be understood within the context of TV fantasy, right? That you can be in your 20s and be underemployed or just starting out in your career, but somehow have this fabulous apartment in the West Village. You know, it's not realism. It's a kind of fantasy and that's sort of how I took it.
Sal, a texter wants to know if you have seen the Lego set that was just introduced that looks like the Central Park coffee shop that they all hang out in. Have you seen that already?
Yeah, someone just showed that to me, and I thought it was hilarious.
It is.
My 7-year-old son is a big Lego fan, and I'd love to get a look at it up close and personal.
Really funny.
All right, trivia question before we let you go. You had Ross and Rachel. You had Monica and Chandler. Joey was with Rachel for a while, too. Who are the only two friends that never kissed on the show?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I just had to throw some trivia out your way. Chandler and Rachel never kissed.
Oh, they didn't.
Fascinating.
Oh, all right.
We'll find out all these things and more. Generation Friends, an inside look at the show that defined a television era. Saul, where is the best place to send people to get your book?
Well, you can find it at your local bookstore, or you can find it online at Amazon or IndieBound or anywhere else where you might buy books.
Saul Austerlitz, thanks so much. Happy 25 years.
Thanks so much for having me.
Coming up, the stories that matter with Jen DeSalvo from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here at WGN.